Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you. Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Trusting God's plan over our own is not always easy. Often, we seek God's approval for our plans rather than asking Him to show us the direction to take. In Jeremiah chapter 42 verses 1 to 22, we see people making their plans to go to Egypt but coming to Jeremiah to seek the Lord's will for them. While it is good to seek God's approval, it is far better to ask for His guidance and direction. In this devotional, we will explore the importance of surrendering our own desires and submitting to God's will, seeking God's guidance, obeying His voice, and having faith that His plan will prevail. Let us commit to trusting in God's plan for our lives, knowing that He has good things in store for us. Join us as we explore the scriptures. The topic is trusting God's plan over our own. Our Bible text is from Jeremiah 42 verse 1 to 18.
Jeremiah chapter 42 verse 1 to 18. Then all the army officers, including Johanan son of Kareah and Jezaniah son of Hoshea, and all the people from the least to the greatest approached Jeremiah the prophet and said to him, "Please hear our petition and pray to the Lord your God for this entire remnant. For as you now see, though we were once many, now only a few are left. Pray that the Lord your God will tell us where we should go and what we should do." "I have heard you," replied Jeremiah the prophet. "I will certainly pray to the Lord your God as you have requested. I will tell you everything the Lord says and will keep nothing back from you." Then they said to Jeremiah, "May the Lord be a true and faithful witness against us if we do not act in accordance with everything the Lord your God sends you to tell us. Whether it is favorable or unfavorable, we will obey the Lord our God, to whom we are sending you, so that it will go well with us, for we will obey the Lord our God." 10 days later the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. So he called together Johanan son of Kareah and all the army officers who were with him and all the people from the least to the greatest. He said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your petition, says: If you stay in this land, I will build you up and not tear you down. I will plant you and not uproot you, for I have relented concerning the disaster I have inflicted on you. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, whom you now fear. Do not be afraid of him, declares the Lord, for I am with you and will save you and deliver you from his hands. I will show you compassion so that he will have compassion on you and restore you to your land. However, if you say, 'We will not stay in this land,' and so disobey the Lord your God, and if you say, 'No, we will go and live in Egypt, where we will not see war or hear the trumpet or be hungry for bread,' then hear the word of the Lord, you remnant of Judah. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says: If you are determined to go to Egypt and you do go to settle there, then the sword you fear will overtake you there, and the famine you dread will follow you into Egypt, and there you will die. Indeed, all who are determined to go to Egypt to settle there will die by the sword, famine and plague. Not one of them will survive or escape the disaster I will bring on them." Verse 18. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says: As my anger and wrath have been poured out on those who lived in Jerusalem, so will my wrath be poured out on you when you go to Egypt. You will be a curse and an object of horror, a curse and an object of reproach. You will never see this place again.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you have made plans, and then prayed to God for His approval? Maybe you were faced with a big decision or a crossroads in your life, and you wanted to make sure that you were making the right choice. So, you prayed and asked God to bless your plans, and to give you a sign that you were on the right path. In the book of Jeremiah, we see a similar scenario play out. The people of Judah were faced with a difficult decision. They had just witnessed the destruction of their city and the temple, and now they were being given the opportunity to flee to Egypt to escape the Babylonians. And the people came to Jeremiah, who was known as a prophet of God, and asked him to seek the Lord's will for them. They said, "May the Lord be a true and faithful witness against us if we do not act in accordance with everything the Lord your God sends you to tell us. Whether it is favorable or unfavorable, we will obey the Lord our God, to whom we are sending you, so that it will go well with us." Jeremiah chapter 42 verses 5 to 6. At first glance, this seems like a wise decision. They were seeking God's will for their lives and were willing to obey him, even if it meant going against their own plans. But as we continue to read, we see that their hearts were not truly seeking God's direction, but rather his approval of their plans. In verse 2, the people say to Jeremiah, "Please hear our petition and pray to the Lord your God for us, for all this remnant. Since we are left but a few of many, as you can see." Notice that they refer to the Lord as "your God," not "our God." This is a subtle indication that their hearts were not fully committed to following the Lord's will. They were more interested in getting what they wanted than in submitting to God's plan. Jeremiah responds by telling the people that he will pray to the Lord and that he will tell them everything that the Lord says. He warns them, however, that if they are not willing to obey the Lord's voice, then they will be held accountable for their disobedience. In verse 10, Jeremiah brought back a message from God. "If you stay in this land, I will build you up and not tear you down. I will plant you and not uproot you, for I have relented concerning the disaster I have inflicted on you." God was offering them a way out of their current situation. He was giving them the opportunity to stay in the land that he had given them and promised to bless them in. But instead of listening to God's direction, the people replied in verse 13, "We will certainly do everything you say. We will go to Egypt and buy the food we need." They had already made up their minds to go to Egypt, and they were only seeking God's approval of their plans. It's clear from this passage that the people had already made up their minds about what they wanted to do. They were not truly seeking the Lord's will. They were looking for validation of their own plans, and when the Lord's plan didn't align with theirs, they rejected it outright. This is a common mistake that we often make in our own lives. We come to God with our plans and ask Him to bless them, but we are not truly seeking His direction. We have already made up our minds, and we are only looking for confirmation that we are on the right path. We make plans without considering God's will, and then we get frustrated and confused when things don't turn out as we had hoped. But God's ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are not our thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 to 9. He may have a different plan for our lives, and it may require us to go against our own plans and desires. The truth is, God's plan for our lives is always better than our own. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21 says, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." When we trust in God's plan for our lives, we can be assured that we are walking in the path that He has set before us. We may not always understand why things are happening the way they are, but we can trust that God has a purpose and a plan for every circumstance in our lives. Trusting God's plan requires surrendering our own desires and submitting to His will. It's not always easy, and it may require us to make difficult decisions or go through seasons of discomfort and uncertainty. But when we trust in God's plan, we can have confidence that He is working all things together for our good. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." In Jeremiah 42, we see the consequences of rejecting God's plan in favor of our own. The people who chose to go to Egypt suffered greatly and did not find the peace and security they had hoped for. But those who obeyed the Lord's command to stay in Judah were protected and provided for. The same is true for us today. When we choose to follow our own plans instead of seeking God's will, we may find temporary pleasure or success, but we will ultimately be left feeling unfulfilled and lost. But when we surrender to God's plan and trust in His guidance, we can experience a deep sense of purpose and fulfillment that can only come from walking in His will. So how do we trust in God's plan over our own? It starts with prayer and seeking His guidance. We must be willing to lay down our own desires and submit to His will, even if it's not what we had hoped for. We can trust that God's plan for our lives is good and that He has our best interests in mind. As we continue to seek God's will, we must also be willing to obey His voice. The people in Jeremiah 42 said they would obey the Lord's command, but their actions revealed their true intentions. We must be willing to follow through on what God has asked of us, even if it requires sacrifice or discomfort. Finally, we must have faith that God's plan will prevail. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." When we trust in God's plan and submit to His guidance, we can be confident that He will lead us in the right direction. In conclusion, trusting God's plan over our own requires surrendering our own desires, seeking God's guidance, obeying His voice, and having faith that His plan will prevail. When we choose to follow God's plan for our lives, we can experience a deep sense of purpose and fulfillment that can only come from walking in His will. Let us commit to seeking God's guidance and trusting in His plan, knowing that He has good things in store for us. As you go today, ask yourself these questions. Are there areas in my life where I have been seeking God's approval for my plans rather than asking for His guidance and direction? Are there areas where I have been resistant to surrendering my own desires and submitting to God's will? Take a few moments to pray and ask God to reveal His plan for your life. Ask Him to help you trust in His guidance and to give you the faith to follow through on His voice. And as you go throughout your day, remember to seek God's will in all that you do, knowing that He has good things in store for you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today with grateful hearts for Your love, guidance, and direction in our lives. We thank You for the truth in Your Word and for the example we see in the lives of those who have gone before us. Help us to trust in Your plan for our lives and to be willing to surrender our own desires in favor of Your will. Lord, we confess that at times we have sought Your approval for our own plans rather than seeking Your guidance and direction. We ask for Your forgiveness and pray that You would help us to have a heart that is open and receptive to Your leading. We pray for the faith to follow through on Your voice, even when it requires sacrifice or discomfort. And we ask that You would give us a deep sense of purpose and fulfillment as we walk in Your will for our lives. Thank You, Lord, for Your goodness and faithfulness to us. May we continue to seek Your guidance in all that we do, and may we trust in Your plan for our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 7, and for the evening, Mark chapter 4 verse 21 to 41. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.